The Biden administration announced today intentions to reinstate protections for Tongass National Forest. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, it's the latest twist in a long-running battle over logging and other development on federal lands in southeast Alaska.
The roadless rule restricts development on federal forest lands. But from the get-go, it's been opposed by successive governors seeking to exempt the Tongass National Forest and what's historically been the heart of Alaska's timber industry. The Trump administration announced a full exemption last year, and that prompted environmentalists, fishermen, and tribes to sue to overturn the decision. So Friday's announcement is the latest twist in this 20-year saga, and reactions have been mixed. Robert Venables of Southeast Conference, a regional civic and business organization, says the federal government's changing posture leads to uncertainty over who will have access to Southeast Alaska's natural resources and for how long.
It's very disappointing to see the continual back and forth every 4 years.
Others lauded the announcement, which they say could protect prized salmon and deer habitat.
We, of course, as Native people, we are tied to the land.
That's Tribal President Joel Jackson speaking from the Kuprinoff Island village of Cake in the heart of the Tongass, where his community hunts, fishes, and gathers much of its food.
We go shopping in our forests and on our waters to get our food, traditional food that we eat mostly. So it's important that we have the old growth timber.
The Biden administration has cited its January executive order on climate change as the reasoning behind the decision. Studies have shown the nearly 17 million acre national forest is a major carbon sink. Austin Williams, legal and policy director of Trout Unlimited's Alaska office, says that gives the Tongass global significance.
You know, there's absolutely no reason for us to continue to clear-cut log old-growth forest. It's a critically important resource and something that we need to be taking much better care of.
Alaska's Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy took to social media to decry the announcement, pledging to use every tool available to push back against the Biden administration's decision. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a key proponent to rolling back the roadless rule, also criticized the decision. It remains unclear what will happen next. It took the Trump administration nearly 2 years to undergo a full rulemaking process that included public hearings and formal consultations to rewrite the rules. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.